In order to make a place in our lives for the regular practice of meditation, we can decide to set aside some time each day for ourselves, a time when we can comfortably still the body, setting aside activities and constant doing, allowing ourselves to do non-doing, just to simply be, being with whatever arises in our minds and our bodies, and learning in this stillness to simply observe without judging, with a sense of patience, kindness, and steadiness. Learning that we can take the time to be with ourselves in this way, not having to change anything or make anything different, allowing ourselves to be exactly as we are, simply experiencing our life just as it is in its totality. So now, finding a comfortable seated posture, either in a chair or sitting on the floor. The back can be straight without being stiff. I like to say sitting upright but not uptight. So the posture is relaxed, awake, and dignified. I'm just settling into this moment, feeling the support of the floor, of the chair or the cushion, and settling into this stable seated posture, becoming aware of the breath that you are breathing, and becoming aware of the movement of the breath, feeling it as it comes into the body and as it leaves the body. Being aware of the breath flowing in and out, not needing to manipulate it in any way, just simply noticing how it feels moving through the body. And as you observe in this way, notice where you feel the breath most vividly. Maybe it's at the nostrils. Maybe it's a movement in the chest or the shoulders. Or maybe it's the rising and falling of the belly. And wherever that point is for you, you can just let your attention settle there, where you feel the breath most vividly. And remember, you don't need to change the breath or deepen it. You're just riding the sensations of each inhale and each exhale with your full engagement and presence. And you may notice that from time to time, the mind will wander off to thoughts. Thoughts of the past, fantasies, memories, regrets, or it may move to anticipation of the future, planning, wishing, judging. And as soon as you become aware that the attention has moved off of the breath, just guide it back to the next breath, being gentle but persistent. There's no need to give yourself a hard time. It's the habit of the mind to wander. It's simply what it does. But all you need to do is just notice when the mind wanders and then gently bring it back to this breath in this moment, knowing that you can always use the awareness of your breath to refocus your attention, to return to the present whenever you notice that you have drifted from the present. And when you become preoccupied or restless, the attention on the breath can be a powerful anchor to this present moment and to this state of awake stillness. And I'll now give you a few minutes in silence to practice this. You may find that as you observe the breath, that sensations in the body come into your field of awareness. Perhaps discomfort or restlessness. These sensations and feelings may be subtle or they may be more intense from time to time. And if you choose to, you can broaden your field of attention from feeling the breath to also include the entire body, exploring all sensations from the top of your head to your toes and fingertips, aware of the entire body. You may even feel as though you're outlining the body with your awareness. So where does the body begin? Where does it end? And where does the air around the body meet the sensations in the body? And that might be a helpful way to get in touch with the entirety of the body. Maybe you notice the body making contact with the chair, the touch of the hands and the feet, aware of the body sitting. So just sensing the body with complete presence, being present to whatever sensations emerge. And as you do, it's okay to still be aware of the flow of the breath. Feeling it moving in and out of the body, with also a broader awareness of other sensations that may be present. And I'll give you some time in silence to experience this. At times, strong sensations may dominate your attention, making it more difficult to focus. So if feelings of discomfort or irritation emerge, you may either slowly adjust your posture to alleviate the intense sensation, but paying close attention to the desire to move and then moving mindfully, feeling the body as it moves. Or you can choose to investigate the sensation, noticing the exact shape of the sensation, the qualities of the feeling. So is it pulling? Is it throbbing? Is it pulsing? Maybe tingling? And if you'd like, you can even feel as though you're directly breathing into and out of this part of the body. Feeling as if the breath, the air, is moving into these sensations, softening them, and then releasing. So we're not trying to change the experience, but we're opening to it with a gentleness and a kindness and patience, softening to the sensation rather than tensing around it. And also noticing any reactions to the sensations, judgments, frustrations, anger. And when you see these thoughts arise, just notice them. You don't have to beat yourself up over beating yourself up. And instead, just drop back into the direct experience of the sensations, noticing how there can be an experience of sensation in the body and then thoughts about that experience. And if these feelings end up subsiding, the intense sensation, you can simply return your attention back to the whole body, sitting here, breathing. And if the strong sensations stay there, it's okay to stay with those as well. But know that you have the freedom to move back and forth. And I'll give you a longer period of silence to play around with this, a few minutes. So now, wherever your attention is, coming back to this breath, feeling the breath in the body, and we'll shift the attention slightly to be aware of the sound of the breath, if that's possible for you. Maybe you hear the sound of the breath moving in and out of the nostrils. And just notice what it's like to make this subtle shift in awareness, allowing your attention to receive the sound, and now expanding the field of attention to also include other sounds in the body, sounds in the room, and sounds outside the room, whatever there may be. You don't need to stretch your attention to reach out to sounds, but simply receiving sounds as they occur in each moment, allowing them to come to you, and aware too of the silence between the sounds. And you might even notice, what does silence sound like? And I'll give you some silence to explore that. You may notice a tendency to judge sounds. We're starting to think, you know, if it were only quieter, then I could be more mindful, or then I could be more peaceful. And so just know that sound isn't doing anything to harm you or annoy you. It's doing the only thing it knows how to do, which is to make sound. That's its only job. And so if you don't bother it, it won't bother you. And instead, you might view the sounds that you're experiencing as the playlist of this moment of your life, the song of this moment of your life, so that whatever is arising is exactly what's supposed to be arising. It's the song that you're listening to. And see what it's like to take on that perspective. And if the mind wanders off, just simply coming back to whatever sounds are occurring right now. Alert, alive, receiving sounds in this stillness. And now, as you sit here, expanding the field of awareness so that you become aware of thoughts that may be passing through the mind. And just noticing thoughts, but not engaging with them. You don't need to unpack the contents of each thought. Instead, allow thoughts to be like clouds drifting through a vast, spacious sky. The clouds may take many different shapes and colors, but each one is just a cloud, and you're just watching it pass by. In the same way, thoughts might have different content, might have a different emotional charge, but each is just a thought, and you can watch it pass through the space of your mind, the sky of your mind. And if at any point you find yourself carried away by a stream of thoughts, or you notice that you're no longer observing right here in this moment, as soon as you discover this, you can re-anchor your attention in the awareness of the breath. And then when you feel steady in the breath, you can return again to witnessing the thoughts in the mind. And I'll give you some silence to explore this. And just like thoughts, emotions have different contents, different intensities, and they also move across the field of awareness. Each emotion is an observable event, coming and going. So now, as best you can, becoming aware of any emotions that are present for you. If someone were to ask you, "How are you feeling?" and you were to respond truly, what would you have to pay attention to? And what would you notice? Maybe there's happy, sad, irritated, calm. Just noticing what is here. And emotions, just like thoughts, can be pleasant or unpleasant. We may like or dislike them, but in this practice, we are with them in the same way we are with thoughts. Whatever arises, we just bring full awareness to it. And any time and every time you find yourself caught in an emotion, caught in the storyline, as soon as you notice that this has happened, just notice that there's an emotion, and then there's thinking about the emotion. And if you'd like, you can come back to the breath as an anchor for you in this body, in this moment, just as a way to stabilize yourself in the present. And again, regardless of the charge that the emotion or the thought has for you, just observing it as a mental event, letting it be here without pursuing it or rejecting it. And noticing that, of course, from moment to moment, new emotions, new thoughts will come and go, come and go. And I'll give you some space to explore this flow. And now, for the time remaining, letting go of paying attention to anything in particular, and allow yourself to simply be here, fully present, the breath moving, sensations in the body, sounds, thoughts, all of it coming and going. So we're not focusing on anything in particular, but we're sort of stepping back and just watching this flow of our experience and seeing what's here now. What's here now? It may be the breath, it may be sounds, it may be emotions, it may be all of those things. But what you'll be doing is resting in your own being, in your own presence, following this flow of experience. And now, as we come to the close of this meditation, you can first narrow your attention back to the breath, becoming aware of this moment of breathing, riding the flow of the inhale, the flow of the exhale, fully present with each breath. And as this practice period finishes, recognizing that you have spent this time intentionally nourishing yourself by dwelling in this state of being, allowing yourself to be exactly as you are, recognizing and honoring all of who you are. So you might want to congratulate yourself for taking the time and energy to do this, and maybe even forming an intention to make the time to do this on a regular basis, nourishing and practicing this ability to be fully present in each moment, deepening your ability to be fully present in your daily life, and allowing the benefits of this practice to flow into the entire experience of your life. And until next time, take care.